Kaz is a 10th grade honor student from Westboro, Massachusetts. He's also an up-and-coming star on the track. This summer, he pulled off his first NASCAR win. Karen Given of NPR and WBUR's program Only a Game caught up to Kaz at the raceway.
The colossal grandstands seem nearly empty for this summer's Granite State 100, the Friday night warm-up to the Sunday main event at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. But the cameras zoom in on one huge group of fans, about 80 strong, dressed all in black.
Well, there's a group right now on the Sprint Vision screen. That's all the team with the 31 of Kaz Grala.
Kaz Grala started out as a four-year-old go-kart racer. His father, who drives stock cars and endurance races, introduced him to the sport.
Just about every lap, I'd pull in the pits and ask my dad for a snack and a juice box. So he didn't think I really had what it takes for racing at that point. But eventually, I was competitive and I started enjoying it and trying to win, not coming in for juice boxes anymore.
Grala's parents relocate the family from Massachusetts to North Carolina every summer to support their son's dream. Grala's preferred sport is expensive. It's dangerous. And Grala knows that not every teenager's parents would think pursuing a career in auto racing is a good idea.
I mean, my dad helps me out, but he'd probably rather I didn't because it's just, you know, a whole lot of time for him, and it's a whole lot of stress for my mother. She just about blacks out during every single race of mine.
The Granite State 100 is no exception. Grala finds himself in the middle of the pack after early car troubles, but he deftly steers around a couple of late crashes and fights it out for 10th place. As her son jockeys for position on a tight race course, Grala's mom, Karen, crosses her fingers and waves them in front of her eyes, as if blocking her view will keep anything bad from happening.
It's just like I'm a ball of nerves until, you know, every restart, just every pass, just hoping that, you know, he's safe and does well and accomplishes what he's out there to accomplish.
Grala's not the only 15-year-old on the racing circuit. Many young drivers are homeschooled so they can focus on their sport. Grala attends a private school near Boston, where he's on the honor roll despite missing about 20% of his classes. Instead of hanging out with kids his own age, Grala's grandmother says he spends at least one night a week with her, having dinner and watching TV. Kaz Grala doesn't fit the NASCAR bad boy stereotype, but he does have big NASCAR dreams. One day, he hopes to be famous enough to be known only by his first name.
It's kind of like Danica. She's a household name, so hoping my name will be like that someday.
Grala has a long way to go before he's as well known as Danica Patrick, the first woman to win a Sprint Cup Series pole. With just one race remaining in his rookie season on one of NASCAR's top developmental leagues, Grala's sitting in sixth place in the standings. He's not allowed full-time on any of NASCAR's top three series until he's 18. So Grala says he can take his time, which is something he's not accustomed to doing on the track. For NPR News, I'm Karen Given in Boston.